This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9 Inside the Sound Museum on your Monday night with myself, Brian Peel,
and Leo Stubbing. Back in the day, hits like Jackie and So Damn Fine and Busted were blasting from the Joy airwaves, and they're still on our daytime playlist, I have to say.
They're still on my playlist on
yes,
my iPod.
Let's just refresh your memories, people.
Let's go have a listen.
Me back, Brian, I have to say. Oh, those songs. Joanne is live in Joy Studios. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Welcome to our new Joy Studios.
I'm really excited to be here. It's been a while.
You were last in Joy, probably 2000, at an old studio in South Melbourne. What's it like hearing those tracks again?
Well, you saw, for those who couldn't see me, I was actually, just reminiscing over the choreography and taking me right back. No, it's actually, it brings really, really good memories and
because
it's nice to hear them.
Those tracks were just pop-tastic back in the day. And you know what? Those tracks are still on daytime at Joy here. We still play Jackie, we still play So Damn Fine, we still play Busted.
That makes me, classic. I get a warm and fuzzy inside. No, I have honestly got the best memories ever, so I'm very blessed.
You started as a dancer, right? And you became a singer. Is that how it sort of started?
Somewhat. I've sang since I was, literally since I popped out. My family say that I was singing before I was speaking.
Yeah.
And, as far as music goes, I did do dance training from young, but music and singing was always my thing. And basically it was a back injury when I was about 15 that made me have a diva moment and say to my mum, well, if I can't dance, I'm going to sing.
I'm going to sing my
ass. And that was pretty much what happened. And it was, I think it was something that I always wanted to do, was to do singing and incorporate the dancing rather than a dancer who could sing. I always wanted to do singing and write songs. And once I had that first moment of singing in front of people, it was all over. I just loved it from the start.
You released Jackie in 1998. Number 3 in Australia, number 5 in New Zealand, won an ARIA award.
You took home the gong, Joanne.
You
took home the silverware.
Oh my God, what a cool moment. What a start.
It was really strange. It was one of those weird blessing moments where, you know, when I think 1 year prior to actually doing the awards show, I remember sitting with two of my friends who actually used to dance for me and said to them, oh, you know what, how cool will it be if 1 year from now we just went to the ARIAs? And the crazy thing was, I got nominated, we got to perform and got to take something home. So it was just one of those crazy blur moments that was just, fantastic.
And of course the follow-up single was Busted and So Damn Fine. The album was out as well, which is called, the album, help me out, Brian,
Do Not Disturb. Yes.
Love that album, by the way. Very pop-tastic.
You filmed that in Bali.
I did. We had the privilege of going to the Hard Rock Hotel in Bali
to do the
So Damn Fine clip with Kyle. Yes.
Oh.
He came out.
Did he behave himself, Joanne?
Oh, you know, he's always full of cheek. He was. Nothing's really changed. And, got to go out there with an amazing crew. And for those of you that remember, some gorgeous-looking male dancers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the only girl. I just got to stand amongst it all and just smile and look at abs all day.
Our special guest in studio tonight is the lovely bit, Joanne. Let's go back a bit and play that ARIA Award winning single. This is Jackie, and more with Joanne next on Joy.
We're going to unleash you on Joy 94.9. You're on Joy 94.9 inside the Sound Museum on your Monday night with myself, Brian Peel, Leo, and our very special guest, Joanne. Thanks for joining us, Joanne.
Now, it's been a few years, or it's been a long time since you released that track and
yes.
singles and your album. I guess for most people, it was like, what happened to you after the album?
Because where did she go?
Where did she go?
She fell off the face of the earth.
I was asking, where's Joanne this day? What's happening? Where's weren't you singing? But
yeah.
you're still singing.
I am still singing.
It's, but I guess fill in the gaps for us.
I will fill in the gaps. So
where have
after
you been, Joanne?
After I released my album, I basically started focusing on what was going to be my second album, which was, I guess, completely different to the first album. And it was a real evolution in terms of the creatively what I was wanting to achieve, and with the songwriting matured a bit.
Okay.
And throughout that process, and I guess because people forget that I was actually quite young, and at the time when I came out, it was 18 was considered young. Now you've got 15, 14,
yeah.
13 year olds, but back then 18 was considered young. So I'd gone into it really young. So by the time I reached my early to mid 20s, I was actually curious about growing as a person on my own rather than an artist in the industry in front of everybody else. So I, throughout that process, wrote some stuff I was so proud of and then just wanted a bit of a pause moment. And the pause moment lasted longer than what I thought. but throughout that process, didn't stop singing. Myself and the boys from Past to Present and Islander, who people may remember, they were recording artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted the same management and they missed performing. So did I. We weren't releasing and we thought, you know what, let's just put a cover band together, and basically that's what I've been doing. So I haven't stopped singing. I perform several times a week in Past to Present. If anyone wants to come down,
we're going to say, because you were playing a residency at the President Hotel in Richmond,
the Precinct Hotel in Richmond.
That's every Friday night, isn't it?
Every Friday night. We start at 10:30 and we finish at around about 1 in the morning. But if anyone wants to come down, it is a really energetic live show.
You do all the covers or the hits from the 90s and 80s and stuff.
Now I'm a 90s girl. Like, if I could go back to 93 now, I would do it in my cross-colour jeans and my high-top sneakers and my braids. I would do it right now. And, yeah, we do a lot of old school. We've got some great medleys that we do. The other thing that's also really cool is, you know, the beauty of being in this band is we're all so creative and the musicians are so talented. So we'd, you know, I don't want to, like, put it out there like we're amazing, but I think we are amazing. And I'm proud to say it. We're really, really talented and passionate, and we love interacting with the crowd. And, yeah, so definitely come down to Precinct Hotel on a Friday night if you can.
And you've
come
got some other DJs too, haven't you? Got some other DJs
DJ
playing
Jono
success?
Is the best DJ in between us. It's a really good – we compliment each other really, really well. So, yes, and don't be scared to come up and say hi and say, I heard you on the radio. How's it going?
Yeah, and dance, because people love us old school jams.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I'm a bit older now, but I still bust those moves.
I bet you do,
I've got the booty shake down to an art form. So, yeah, come on down.
Our special guest is Joanne. It's like, thank you for coming in, doll. Really appreciate it. It's great
thank
to have you in
you.
Studio. And you can catch Joanne at the Precinct Hotel in Richmond. That's 60 Swan Street. Every Friday night with the boys from Past to Present, also performing at the ARIA and Docklands.
Yes,
Saturdays.
We're there too sometimes as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if anyone wants to sort of keep tabs on where
Facebook.
We are, Facebook, Past to Present Band, you also would find us our website as well. And look, just keep tabs. And thank you again, anyone listening who comes and watches us each week or now and then. And from obviously my personal fans, thank you so much for your support. We love it. And we'll keep doing it till we're 85.
And you were telling me in the break that you might be doing some new stuff.
Well, I was just saying before, I love the creative process and I love the studio. I love writing. So we will just wait and see what happens, because I've still got that fire burning in my belly, just like some of the other guys do. So we'll see.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Oh, Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.